Hour brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Cereal Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, of TripleCrownFinder.com in Pensacola, Florida. And in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Condiment Ali of ContimentAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we will be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Rooters and Root Workers, Lukianos of Lukianos.com in Baltimore, Maryland. They will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of voodoo, conjure, or root work, as defined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooist of our times. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-host, Miss Kat and Condiment Ali. Miss Kat?
Hi, thank you for that introduction. Well, things here are progressing nicely, as I like to say. I hope things are all well in Florida, where you are, Miss Tammy Lee.
Well, we have a wonderful, exciting weekend, as we do every Memorial Day weekend here in the Gulf Coast. We have some folks traveling from all over the world, so come out to Pensacola and Panama City next year if you aren't already here, and enjoy our beautiful beaches here. We have some great folks that are out here and enjoy our beautiful beaches. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, let's see. What's new around our place is we are finally starting to catch up at the Lucky Mojo shop with some of the back orders that piled up during the extended repainting and redo of the shop, which we tried to keep the shop open, but we kept, you know, having to work around carpenters and painters and electricians and everything as we were working. So we fell behind on orders. Then we had the apprenticeships and the workshops. We are now catching up. So all of those of you who have been waiting patiently for your orders, they are catching up at last. And we have some wonderful new folks in the shop who are bringing a lot of energy and talent. Big shout out to Gwen, who's in the shop right now, pulling orders even as I speak. And also to Lisa, who is helping catch up. And we also have a new employee, Dan, who is working in the office taking orders. And we have, he's not there today, Leslie is there, and he is doing the same kind of back office work that, you know, entering orders. And we also have a new candle server for Missionary Independent Spiritual Church, who is Fran, and she's helping Karen and Katrina. And also Mr. Curtis has been pitching in with us. Mr. Curtis, many of you know through the Hoodoo Root Work Correspondence course and a local Bay Area root doctor. And he has been coming up and helping us one day a week. So we've got the church is humming. We're getting caught up on candle reports, too. We are digging ourselves out of the hole, folks. So I have to tell you, it's been rough because, customer service is first with me, and to be so far behind has been really a pressure on my mind. But we're getting there. So that's that. And I really especially want to thank Lisa, Gwen, and Fran for, like, just super, super fast work and accurate work and just really – and Aiden, too. Aiden has been working shipping and office order entry and pulling and packing. I mean, he's doing everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Aiden, by the way, I'm just going to say something. Aiden has been working for us for quite a while, and Aiden is setting up his own small contra practice, and we're going to be talking about him and trying to bring him along. He's a wonderful, talented worker and, you know, a young person, but a person with great potential to really do root work, and he's, I'll just give him a little shout-out. He's working under the name of Dr. Apollo Dark, but I know him as Aiden. So if you run across any mention of Dr. Apollo Dark, that's our own Aiden.
And, oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, it's really nice. He's taken his shot at it, and it's good. So, Ollie, how are things with you? And then we're going to bring on our guest, Lukianus, who's with us today.
Oh, things have been lovely down here in Orange County. We've been having some pretty crazy weather. And like yourself, you know, I've been playing a little bit of catch-up with readings and client work, but slowly getting there. It's interesting to see how being away for a weekend can impact you so much. And I can only imagine with Lucky Mojo dealing with, you know, the painting and the apprenticeships and, you know, putting together the workshops. It's certainly understandable. I dedicated this past week to cleaning. As any root worker can attest, the altar rooms often get quite messy with all the client work. You've got candles everywhere and powders and, you know, bottles of herbs and oils. Today, this past week, was all about kind of cleaning things up and setting the altars back in order. Everything is nice and pretty. There's a good energy to the house, a good energy to the client work that's going on there. So it's been a wonderful week, and I'm excited to be back on the show and excited to be on here with Lukianus.
Yeah, great. Well, it's wonderful to have you here, Lukianus. I just want to say thank you for coming back on the show. You're always so popular, especially with your Obi readings. So how have things been in Baltimore?
You're completely blessed, Miss Kat. But it's always a pleasure to be here, and I love working with you all, and I love hearing you know, the situations that clients bring to us you know, each and every week.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me what's new in Baltimore.
What's going on
in Baltimore? The contra world?
Well, I actually am just coming off finishing up performing at the Transmodern Festival this past weekend. Which is always exciting, performers from all over the world. And I was doing very sort of short readings on people and assigning them various symbols and badges and following that up. You may remember from the performance that I did back at an open house back in 2009, where I had people writing, you know, prayers or symbols for themselves and basically incorporating that with a potion such that, you know, their words would dissolve in the potion, then they would drink the potion to take their intention or their prayer into themselves to be integrated. And so I was using a similar type of performance with this. The larger piece was in the form of a dinner party, and so my job was to provide the after-dinner drink, the aperitif. And so instead of unconsciously just sort of taking in whatever, I really wanted to inject a sense of consciously integrating something into each diner's experience.
Oh, so interesting.
The piece that you did when you were here was called Drink Your Prayers, Drink Your Sins.
That is correct.
And there's a picture of it at AIR on the Lukianus page. If you all go to the AIR website, readersandrootworkers.com, and go to Lukianus, you'll see these bottles. And people say, what are those bottles? Those bottles were filled with fantastic tonics and potions that Lukianus made, and you would write your prayer in a water-soluble ink and then dip it in. This is called drinking your prayer, but he also modified it so that you would drink your sins. It was really powerful, and a lot of people had an incredible, strong reaction to it. And there was one of them that everyone wanted to drink. What was that one?
Well, it was interesting because on the West Coast, the one that seemed to be the most popular was the one that was about personal power on the one hand and male sexuality on the other.
Male sexuality, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was sort of that very strong root drink style potion. And yeah, that bottle was empty by the end of the workshop.
Oh wow!
And in Baltimore, did they pick a different drink?
Well, actually, yeah. The in Baltimore, I mean, the love potions are always popular. I would say that General Luck, which was which did have some coconut milk in it, so that may have influenced people's choices. But that and some of the more feminine love potions were definitely the most popular. Here for the Transmodern Festival, I simplified it. So there were really only two potions, and I called one blue and I called one red, and the blue was more of a traditional bitters type of thing, and the red was more of a sort of a spicy coconut, sweeter type of aperitif type of thing. But the one thing that people asked me in both places when I did pieces like this earlier was, do I have to eat the paper? And my first reaction to that was, well, no, of course not. But then I realized, you know, after having, you know, half a dozen people ask me this on Two Coasts, that, okay, this means that I need to make the paper edible. So for this one, I made the paper edible. And, yes, if people wanted to eat the wafer paper that the symbols were stamped on, not a problem. That's what they're made for.
That's interesting, because of course you followed what people wanted, and Nagashiva and I ate the paper, even though when you did it in California, I considered that to be a kind of a dioxin bleach on the paper kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I ate the paper anyway. So, yeah, thank you for making edible paper. That's great.
Well, I mean, this is stuff that's commercially available, so it's not any invention of mine, but that did point out to me that was something that was a part of the experience that people really wanted, and it wasn't just
yeah.
you. It was a lot of people wanted that. And
yeah.
I figure if one person was asking me that, there were probably 10 that wanted to ask me that but didn't.
Yes, right. Well, you know, and as Old Bifana said in the in the chat, as it's scrolling by, sin eating. This relates to the old Appalachian concept of sin eating, and there are, of course, also old African traditions of, you know,
absolutely.
Drinking your prayer and eating your prayer,
and
also Arabic
Jewish.
And Jewish.
Very much so. Yeah, you write the prayer in ink on a plate, and then you dissolve
mm-hmm.
that with water, and then you drink the water. Yeah, those are some very old traditions. It's beautiful to hear that, you know, this adaptation of it. I really look forward to hopefully seeing another presentation.
Oh, don't worry. We'll have Lukianus back doing this again. It was so popular. And consommé says it's also used in drinking magically charged water that was poured over images is also ancient Egyptian.
Yeah,
and actually, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lukianus, this is something so unique that you do, and it's always done as a public presentation, too. Do you ever do it for private clients?
Well, I actually have not really had private clients ask me for this type of service. I mean, I certainly do a fair amount of hands-on work. That actually is where I started, was doing sort of, you know, hands-on energy work and the like. And my practice has broadened over the years as I've come into contact with more things and acquired more skills. But that actually was one of the things that I really appreciated about this past weekend, is that it really challenged me to see if I could bring this type of experience to a larger audience than I had in the past. I knew that every night I would have 100 diners at least. Some nights we ended up with more than that because, well, that's just how it happened. So I needed to design a process that would give all 100 people in a reasonable amount of time, you know, sort of a very individualized, you know, concentrated experience that, you know, they could, you know, experience fully and then take away with them. And that, I really appreciated the opportunity to have that challenge and rise to meet it.
Wow, that is magic on a large scale, baby.
Mm-hmm.
100 people tonight. Wow.
That's just wonderful.
That's really amazing. Well, I'm sure that people will start asking for it as a private service too. And
and some of it is people ask for what they know, you know, is offered.
Right.
And unless someone has, you know, attended, you know, one of these, you know, public performances, they may not know that I do that type of work, and that may be something that I need to address.
Well, now thousands of them know. Okay.
Yes. Well, that's, there you go. You're on the way to a solution right there.
that's really good. Okay. Well, we have a few more minutes, and I want to make one more announcement. And this is a really important announcement having to do with our community. As some of you know, Nagashiva, my dear husband, has formed around himself an entity called the Ironwood Institution for the Preservation and Popularization of Indigenous Ethnomagicology, which basically means we collect a whole lot of folk magic stuff and we preserve it, okay? And then we popularize it, we talk about it. And the acronym for the Ironwood Institution for the Preservation and Popularization of Indigenous Ethnomagicology is YIPPE, okay? So, YIPPE.
Oh.
And YIPPE has applied for nonprofit status with the U.S. government and has, yay, been granted it.
Yay, congratulations.
Wow, congratulations. That's,
yeah.
That's
so, YIPPE, you can find YIPPE. It's at Ironwood, which is YIRONWODE.ORG, ironwood.org. And we now are officially a nonprofit. That means you can make tax-deductible donations should you wish, but it also means we can move forward with our projects. And one of the things that our first announcement as a nonprofit is that the board of YIPPE consists of people who are interested in folk magic, and we have a new board member replacing an outgoing board member. And our new board member is Conjure Man Ali.
Hello.
So welcome to the board of YIPPE, Ali. We're so glad
Thank
to have
you.
And
I
will
very
also
excited
say
to join you guys.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. The outgoing board member is John Michael Greer, who many people know through his fabulous books and writing in the pagan world and his book on geomancy, a really wonderful, stalwart person. He has other fish to fry, and he has been on the board of YIPPE since we started, which has been years while we've been going through this process. But he said he's happy to lay down his tools and pass them on. So Ali, we are so thrilled to have you. The other board members are Nagashiva and me and Johannes and I'm forgetting somebody, I'm sure.
Dr. James Dotson.
Oh,
yes.
Dotson, yes.
And
not
forget him.
Right. So, yeah, Dr. James Dotson. Uh-huh. And so we are going to be proceeding with YIPPE's projects, and some of those projects have included in the past working on bibliographies of books about magic. We're going to start publishing books. And so look for more news from YIPPE as time goes by. You can always find links to it from Lucky Mojo toward the bottom if you can't find Ironwood, don't know how to spell ironwood.org, just go down to luckymojo.com, scroll down until you get to YIPPE and click on it. And it's going to be a really nice situation. We're hoping to get some cataloging done of my lifelong collection of magical amulets from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And those will be put online at the YIPPE site. Okay, that's it for announcements. So let's go to our callers. This is a show where we do readings for people and we prescribe rootwork spells. And Miss Tammy Lee, take it away.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Cat. And just a reminder to everyone, this Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Conjure Man Ali, and this week's special guest, Lukianos. We'll be right back. They'll be taking calls from listeners, answering questions through spiritual divination, and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you have filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our hosts. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first client. Our first client is calling in from area code 646 from Brooklyn, New York. This is Transformer. Transformer, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Great. Welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the brief description of your situation for our host, and she writes, I've been trying to get my ex-boyfriend back. We've known each other for 5 years and broke up 6 months ago. I've had good readings, signs, and movements, but haven't been able to get him back. I don't know if I should continue. I'd like to ask Spirit directly what Spirit would like me to do. Spirit, knowing all that you know and all that is in my heart, should I continue with this? And if yes, when will I reach success? Spirit, if I should not continue, what then can I expect from my upcoming love life? Turning it back over to you.
Ah, Transformer, what a beautiful prayer that is.
Very.
Thank you.
You're a person of great heart, I can tell. What is your sign of the zodiac, dear?
Aries.
Aries, okay. And what is the boyfriend's sign of the zodiac?
Taurus.
Taurus?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and you say that you were together for 5 years, broke up 6 months ago. Without getting into too much detail, and I don't want to have you say anything that you'd be embarrassed to say on the radio, what was the cause of the breakup, more or less?
I was ready to get married, and he wasn't.
Okay, that's pretty much says it all. Okay. Alrighty, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the Rider-Waite-Smith Tarot cards, and I'm going to pull three cards, and we're going to see what we get. Should you continue, or should you stop? Okay, first card I have is a card that is actually a very good card for working. It's called the Three of Pentacles. It shows three people working to build a temple or building together. It does show consulting with others. The workman is up on a bench, but is consulting with an architect and a priest. And this would say that you might want to work with a root worker. You might want to work with some sort of mentor or guide as far as doing the work. But your work has shown progress. It is meeting with approval. And there is some possibility of success in as far as when you started the work, as far as it's going. You're actually doing good and you're learning a lot and you're making progress. And one thing about this card, though, it reminds me that had you started by consulting a root worker, you would have been told, 9 times out of 10, if it was a good root worker, to set a time limit, and you wouldn't have had to ask the question that you're asking now. Because the question that you're asking now is based on, should I continue? And what I tell my clients, and I know that Lukianos does the same, I know that Conjurman Ali does the same, Miss Bree, Miss Michael, Johannes, we all do. We say, set yourself a time limit. And then you know when it's enough. You know what I'm saying? So that card of the consultation, which is what this is about, reminds me to tell you that that is one way to do it. Okay, the next card is a card that tells me that you're doing good work and all is very well. There is a possibility that you will get this person back. It's not, usually when a separation that long, I always go, well, that doesn't sound too good. But this card is the Lovers. And it says to me that there is something between the two of you that's very positive, that's very, it could work. It's like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden with an angel watching over them. The problems with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden is she has her little apples and he has a tree behind him with flames on it. And we sometimes say flames stand for lust and, you know, wanting to kind of play around, and apples stand for wanting to settle down and have kids. So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of two different images there. They are blessed, but they do have some differences. And I would say that even if you don't get together with him again, you will always remember this relationship as one that had a great deal of primal energy and power. It's a very strong relationship, and it does seem to indicate that it is worth working on for a certain amount more time. The third card I have relates to your other question, which was, if you do give up, what would happen? And it actually tells me you're not going to give up right away, because this card is called the Eight of Pentacles, and this is a workman at a workbench who continues to make pentacles and put them on display. There is certainly going to be a finite number of these, but it tells me that if one thing doesn't work, he kicks he makes these pentacles, he's engraving with a hammer and chisel, and the pentacle that doesn't look good, he kicks it under his bench and he goes on and makes the next pentacle. But you do need to set a limit. I'm not going to set that limit to you, but had you come to me for a reading at the very outset and I got this card, I would say work 8 months, because it's the Eight of Pentacles. I would say work 8 months and no more. But that's just me. I'm not trying to impose that on you. But
okay.
I would say keep on working up until my deadline and set my deadline. Now, there's other ways to set a deadline. It doesn't have to be just 8 months. That just came to me off of this card. But you might say, I'd work until my birthday, or work until his birthday, or work until Thanksgiving. That's always a good one, because if you're not with him on Thanksgiving to have a nice meal, you probably are not going to be with him soon. You know, I'll work with him till Christmas. I'll work with him till Hanukkah. I'll work on him till New Year's. You know, pick something. I'll work with him till the 4th of July. And if he's not out there watching the fireworks with me on the 4th of July, it's over. You'll know. But I just said 8 months. So that's what I see here, hon. Okay, so let's turn it over and get another reading and see what we have here. Let's let Luciana do a quick reading on this. Hello, Luciana? Uh-oh. Ali, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, he might have dropped off. I'll try and pick him up again.
All right. Well, let's go on rather than have dead air. Ali, how about you do a quick reading, and we'll see if we can get Lucianus to give us some root work.
I think he's
sure.
Back on.
Lucianus,
are
you there?
Hello. Here.
Yes,
there he
is. Perfect.
Okay, he's back.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, so while you all were talking, I asked some quick questions of Obi, and I also pulled three cards. Now, I started out with sort of a very straightforward question. Is this guy coming back? And I actually got a no for that. But it is one of those things where, in some cases, you just have to, you know, don't take my word for it, you know, do the work, set a time limit. And I cannot emphasize how much I agree with Ms. Cat when it comes to setting time limits, especially for work like this. But I would say that, because the other question that I asked of Obi is, and got a solid yes for, is you really need to be clear about what your relationship goal is. And that goes for whether it's with your boyfriend that you're trying to get back with, or going forward, if you go and meet a new partner, really be clear and be solid within yourself about what your relationship goal is, because as we know, different people are at different points in their lives, and you have a much better chance of getting the relationship that you want if both of you are on the same page. Does that make sense to you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I also, I'm not going to cut into Conjurman Ali's treatment of work, but I would suggest that a cut and clear might be a useful thing for you to consider. Or perhaps even certainly a more mild version of just getting to clarity within yourself about how can I put this gently? Is this relationship that you're trying to get back to, how realistic is it for it to be the relationship that you want? You know, even if you remain on friendly terms with your former boyfriend, is he going to be able to be in the relationship that you want? And those are two different things, if you understand what I'm saying. And I would say some clarity work might be very useful to you in sort of getting to a sense of resolution with that point within yourself. Now, for the three cards that I pulled, it is interesting. We have the Queen of Pentacles coming up in the first side. So in this context, I would say make sure that all of your ducks are in a row physically. Make sure that you are on center yourself. And interestingly enough, coming up after that, we have both the Two of Cups followed by the Ace of Cups.
Mm.
And for me, I mean, those are cards that definitely put, you know, love and the emotions, you know, they're at the core here. But again, mm-hmm. I think, you know, my bias is that you may be looking at someone new when all is said and done.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And it's kind of like what I was saying, too, that you're going to keep on working anyway. This relationship has been very strong and important, but you may find yourself, the love work you do draw somebody else. Yeah, it's possible. My only regret for you, hon, and this is sincere, is that you did not set a time limit when you started. It's a little late now to set that time limit. And if anyone listening to the sound of my voice understands what I'm saying, let them understand it now before they get it stuck. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So Ollie, given these sort of mixed messages, what would you say, Ollie?
What I would say, given what I've seen here, based on, you know, the readings, is I would build up a reconciliation spell as sort of a, this is my last. I'm going to do this. He's either going to come to me or he's not. Now, the way I would do this, given the cards that I see, because I do root work according to divination. I'm very spirit-led. So when I see the Three of Pentacles, I see, you know, these pentacle cards, I'm going to work with more earthy elements. What I want you to do is use an apple, and this goes to the Lovers card, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because you are working on a Taurus. Now, Tauruses are earthy by nature, and I have found personally, as a Taurus, that apple spells really work well on Tauruses. Now, I would also suggest getting a astrological reading done by Deacon Millett, simply because it's often unusual for a Taurus to be hesitant to commit. Tauruses tend to be one of the more commitment-oriented. In fact, in this dynamic, it's usually the Aries that are a bit harder to, you know, get to kind of settle down. Tauruses, so you want to find out what it is in the charts, what could possibly, what stars may be crossed, what, you know, what may be afflicted to cause, you know, this man not to be willing to commit to you. Okay, so you want to look at the stars first. Okay, see what's there that may be causing a form of incompatibility, because it is very unusual. I mean, even they're not always married, you know, let's jump into marriage right away, but they are one of those signs that tends to be serial monogamous, you know, long relationship after long relationship after long relationship. So definitely get that chart. What I would do is I want you to take an apple. Now, there's a couple different ways of doing it. In the Afro-Brazilian tradition, we cut the apple in half and we, you know, core a little hole. In Chandra, it's more common to actually core the apple. So you core the apple, and I want you to put in there star anise. Now, star anise is great for psychic development, but it's also used in reconciliation work, specifically when there is that form of really powerful primal psychic connection between two people. So again, we're tapping into that Lover's card. So I want you to put some star anise in there, some rose petals in there. Now, for a petition paper, rather than having a petition paper in there, I want you to take a cinnamon stick and write your name and his name right on the cinnamon stick, all right? Because this is heat, and again, cinnamon is one of those really earthy. It's often used for money work, but in some traditions, it heats up love spells. It's enough heat, but it's an earthy spice that'll work really well with a Taurus. And I want you to stick that into the core of the apple, along with balms of Gilead, star anise, rose petals, and then cover the entire thing with honey. Place that in a jar or in a can and bury that at a tree or in a potted plant. The reason I want you to do a potted plant version rather than lighting candles or things, because this is one of those situations where you want to give it one last chance. You're going to plant the seeds of love. It will either blossom and he will return, or he won't. And if he doesn't, then you can move on without sitting there lighting candles every single day. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this is the reason I want you to take this route. You're giving this one beautiful chance. You're asking Spirit to step in, to blossom your love with him once more, to bring that heat, bring that passion, bring that, you know, psychic connection that you have in the Lover's card through this apple spell, with this honey, with this sweetness. And if he doesn't respond to it, then you go, okay, I've done my bit. Maybe this isn't a relationship for now. Maybe in the future someday, but it's time for me to move on. Does that make sense to you, caller?
That's a good one.
I'm gonna
add something here too, because I know people always ask the question. You said to put the apple in a can or a box, and people are always going to ask, should I seal it? And the answer is no. You want it open because you want the roots of the plants to grow into it. It is a spell that is to grow. You could seal it up in a jar and it would just rot inside the jar. Mm-hmm. But what you really are doing, in a sense, is providing nourishment to a tree or a rose bush. Some people will plant a rose on it so that it grows. You don't have to plant a rose bush, but just put it in where it can be, where it will literally flower, okay?
My favorite, it's always putting it in, if you have a tree on your property, burying it under the tree. And the reason for this is because trees communicate with one another. So you bury it there, and you give some water to the tree. Some people say holy water or, water that's been mingled with your tears while you pray to the tree. You go, tree, go and speak to your friends, go and speak to your brothers, and tell this person to come back to me. And trees have this worldwide connection, and so they'll speak to the other trees, and the spirit will continue to work on this man wherever he is, wherever he's near trees. It's a great spell. It's a beautiful spell. It's putting your intention out in the world, but then sort of kind of walking away from it, letting it do its thing without, dedicating too much time to this situation, because we're getting this kind of yes no answer from the cards.
And also, I have one other thing to say about this. That Eight of Pentacles says, if it doesn't work out, you're going to kick it under the bench and move on. And it's worth it at this point to do this one big shot and give it a shot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Is our caller still there, or are they muted?
I think they're muted.
I don't think they're muted, but they have not been.
They just posted, I think I'm muted, so I guess they are. Well, Transformer. And, we see you posting, but we don't hear your voice. So good luck to you. And let's go on to the next caller, Miss Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour is brought to you each week by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. Lucky Mojo manufactures and distributes all the paraphernalia of hoodoo and conjure, including anointing oil, sachet powders and incense, crystal salts for spiritual baths and floor wash, herbs, resins, waters and colognes, roots, zoological and mineral curios, books, candles and religious goods, folkloric amulets, talismans, and charms. Drop by if you're in the area or find us online at luckymojo.com. Now it's time to go to the callers who have signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum. And our next caller is calling in from area code 917 from the Bronx in New York. And this is Jim Gibo. Jim, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? And welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to go ahead and read the brief description of your situation for our host. And he writes, I feel as though I'm at an impasse. I don't know where I'm going in my life. I lack direction, purpose, and passion. I'm beginning to feel as if I'm missing the boat, as if life is passing me by, and that feelings of personal satisfaction, accomplishment, and inner peace will always be out of reach. I was told recently that I will be moving and that the move will be a good one for me. It will be a new beginning. The idea of this is a new beginning without a clear idea of what it is that I need to leave behind or what I'm moving toward. This is Carrie. I'd like to know how valid this message I received was, and if the message was or is valid, how can I position myself to be ready for the new beginnings and opportunities that the universe will bring to me? Turning it back over to you.
All right. Before we go on, we're getting a weird echo on the line. And I know in the past that Lukianos' phone has sometimes done this, but and it may be the caller, but I think it may be Lukianos. So it's just, or it could be Tammy Lee because she's got a different connection than usual today. So just hoping that the board op will pay attention to that sound.
I'll do my best.
All righty. Okay. So, Countryman Ali, let's talk with Jim.
Sure. Hey, Jim. Welcome to the show. If I understand your question correctly, it's great to have you on. You're looking to find out, you're feeling a little bit at an impasse. You're at a crossroads, and you're wondering, you know, what you can do to change that. Before I dive right in, let me ask a couple questions. Do you currently have a job or a relationship?
Job, yes. Relationship, no.
No. And are you satisfied with your current job?
Some days.
Someday. There's a reason I ask these questions, and the reason for that is because ultimately the sense that I'm getting, my spirit of divination is speaking to me, and I have pulled three cards. I'm going to go over the cards and then give you the message that this spirit is saying. The first card that we have is the Star card. Okay, the Star card shows a beautiful naked woman you know, she's kneeling beside a pool, and there are luminous stars above her lighting up the night sky, and in her hands are two jugs, and she's pouring water from these jugs. One water is pouring into the pool that she's kneeling beside, and the other is pouring into the ground next to her. This kind of goes to some days you feel satisfied, and some days it feels like you're pouring your water on the ground. However, the Star card often talks about the ability to feel satisfied, the ability to feel blessed in your current environment. Okay, you're under auspicious stars, so to speak, is what this card usually tells me. So even though you may not feel satisfied, there are actually quite a bit of opportunities around you. Not all of them are going to bear fruit. Some of this water that is being poured on the ground, dribbles off to the side, and there's not really much that comes of it. None of it is actually pouring into the grass, and it's giving life to the grass. So there are opportunities already around you right now. It's not that the move is necessary, okay? The move is not essential. And so I don't know if this whoever gave you this message of you need to move. Often we say a move is a great idea to start fresh. I'm not getting that in your particular case. The sense I'm getting is that the opportunities are there. It's just going to take a little bit of recognizing. And that's really confirmed with the next card that we get. We have this beautiful woman sitting. This is the Queen of Cups. This is a matriarch sitting by the shores of the ocean, and she's on an ornate stone throne. And the waters of the sea are lapping at her feet, and she's got in her hand a goblet. It's the only goblet that's enclosed. It actually looks like the Ark of the Covenant with two little cherubim at the side, and yet for whatever reason she is able to peer through this enclosure into the contents within. This sense of dissatisfaction, this sense of being at an impasse, is actually an internal thing. Okay, your life is not, so to speak, crossed, or you're not poor for opportunities. They're there in your life. It's just that you need to have the ability to recognize them. And that's what this Queen of Cups tells us. The Queen of Cups shows us a woman who's looking past the barrier and into the contents within the cup. So the answer here is it's time to look inside, work on your inside, you know, work on your confidence, work on your sense of gratitude in order to help you recognize those opportunities, and also open your eyes to the opportunities that are there, because I do sense you have direction, you have opportunities. It just is going to take a little bit of shifting in your perspective in order to see them. And the third card is going to speak, and this, you know, it's beautiful because we have cups or some form of water symbol in all three of these cards. The third card is the Two of Cups. This speaks to emotional satisfaction. The Two of Cups shows a man and a woman with goblets, and they're exchanging their goblets under the sign of Mercury, and there's an alchemical lion with wings above them. This is the card of union. I do see that your life is, you're going to find direction, but more importantly, I do see a relationship in your future likely to come around August or September, is the sense that I am getting. So there is direction that's coming into your life. It's just a matter of changing your perspective. Now, the spirit of divination is telling me you have a lot of potential in your life. You have a lot of, opportunities there. The only reason you feel like you don't have them is it's because of your own self holding you back, okay? Life isn't always about having a plan, okay? Life isn't always about saying, this is where I'm headed, this is where I'm going. And that's hard to say as a Taurus, okay? We're all about, this is where I'm going, this is my plan, all right? Life isn't always about that. Sometimes it's about recognizing what you have, being grateful for it, and cherishing the little things. I'm happy to have my job. Yeah, it's not always great, but look at the opportunities it affords me, okay? That's what I'm sensing here, is that your greatest obstacle is not actually shifting your surroundings, but shifting your perspective. So what I would say is that, no, a move isn't what you're looking for. Instead, you want to move your mindset. And there's root work and spiritual work that you can do to help open the roads while also increasing your own ability to take advantage of the opportunities that are already there in your life. Okay?
Got it.
All right. Well, let's turn this over to my colleague and see what they see in their reading.
All right. Well, one of the things you asked kind of stuck with me, which is you were told recently that you would be moving and the move would be good and it would mean a new beginning, and you want to know if that message was valid. So I'm going to ask, was that message conveyed to you directly through spirit or was it through a reader? How did you get that message?
That message came to me at a seance of sorts.
At a seance? Well, I'll be. All right. I'm going to only read on that question, okay, because that to me is what, I mean, it just jumped out at me. And I'm going to do a little bone reading, and I'm going to just reach in and grab some bones here. I have a whole assortment of them, all different, and we're just going to see what we get, okay, and what pattern they make, okay? Okay, so I've thrown the bones out. The first bone that is at the center of this is my little doll's head, my China doll's head. Now, I need to explain, this is a 19th century China doll, broken off a doll, a little head, and it's packed with graveyard dirt from a child's grave that is a spirit of divination for me, and then sealed with wax. And this doll's head looks in different directions as it falls on the mat where I throw. And the doll's head is looking at a deer's leg bone. And the deer's leg bone is, I don't know the name of this particular bone. I can't exactly name it, but it's a bone from a deer's leg that has a kind of a pointy shape and one end like an arrow. And it's from the ankle, I think. And the arrow is pointing away. And this little doll's head is looking at it and saying, yes, I do see pointing away. It's quite distinctly separate from the other bones that are in the reading. So it says to me that the message from spirit from the seance was correct. The person who told you that or delivered that message or however you got that message was accurate. Okay? Now there's a couple of other little bones and crystals and things here, but they're separate. They did not fall next to those others. Okay? One of them is a doll's hand. This is from a little Chinaware doll. And the doll's hand is, I have different doll's hands, and they're in different positions. And this one is raised up like making a stop this. And the doll's hand is pushed up and making a stop against a domino. And the domino is face down. Face down domino for me, I read as being my client not looking at things. If the domino was up, the client is watching. This domino happens to be a 9, a 4, 5, but it's face down. And when the domino is face down, the client should not gamble if they were asking about gambling, and they're not looking at everything that's in the situation. And this hand is like pushing against this. They're touching as if like, you know, turn this thing over and look at it. So there is something that you should be looking at. It may be connected with the number 9 because that's what's on the domino, but it may also have to do with taking a risk, taking a gamble. In other words, you may need to stretch yourself a little bit. And if you are going to move, it's probably a good thing because on the other side of the domino is a lion's paw bone. And it's standing upright, a little tipped, but more or less upright. And the lion's paw bone is a bone of acquisition, hunting, killing, power. And so we have two hands and a foot here, and then a head and a domino, and that's what we've got. And what I'm seeing is that, yes, the message was correct. Stop your ignorance. Stop your self-doubt. Take a risk. You do have a lot more power than you thought. That's how I read those bones, okay?
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Now, let's go to Lukianos and see what can be prescribed given these readings.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Kat and Conjurman Ali. Jim, just a quick question. What sort of work do you do? What area of vocation are you in?
Right now I'm in healthcare.
Healthcare? Okay. Any particular field within healthcare?
I'm a nurse.
Okay, great. Because, so while the other readings were going on, I did ask Obi, will you be moving? And I got a yes. And I asked the second question, do you need to move? And the answer is no. So just to sort of clue you in, you know, just a little fineness of detail. No, you don't have to move, but, yeah, you might be moving.
That's the sense I got, yep, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So noticing all the cups that came up in Conjurman Ali's reading and also, you know, following through with the image of the star.
Oh, can
I would
just say something? Wait, whoa. Was the Queen of Cups one of those cards?
Yes.
Actually,
the Queen of Cups came up as the second card in
the three cards that I pulled, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Queen of Cups is like, be a nurse. It's always about these nurses.
Yes.
I could write a whole book about the Queen of Cups and nurses. Okay, sorry, just had to say that.
Yeah. No, it's true. But with all the cups, what I would suggest to you is that the first place to start is with a self-cleansing bath.
Mm-hmm.
And so, keep it real simple for starters. Use some hyssop, use some salt. You can use some ammonia. You can also, some people are going to prefer, you know, sort of lemony types of things. But really, you're going to start with cleansing yourself first, and you're going to be cleansing from the top of your head down to your toes. You're going to be saying, I personally like the 23rd Psalm for, you know, sort of general all-purpose, you know, recentering myself and, you know, feeling that I have a place in the divine order, whatever, wherever that may be. And yes, you know, take some of that bath water, and you're going to follow this up. Yes, take that bath water to the crossroads, if you at all possibly can. Burn some white candles for yourself, but it's most important that you start with the bath. Certainly, crossroads work is something that would be very good for you. I mean, a lot of times when we feel that we're adrift or that we're sort of in a holding pattern, that is a point where we need to identify what our true goals really are. Because if we're moving towards a goal, even if it's a small goal, then we're moving, then we have direction. It's not all about the goal, but the goal can be a tool to help us realize that we do have direction within our lives. And, you know, it's a lot easier to do things like road opening work if we know what our desired destination is. But before we can do any of that, we need to be clear within ourselves, one. Two, yes, go to the crossroads. Go to that place of, you know, sort of infinite potential and work with the crossroads spirit to gain some clarity. And I mean, it is sort of a push-pull at this point. I personally like going to the crossroads when I know what it is that I'm trying to achieve. That's ideal. But I've also found that the energy of the crossroads can be very good in terms of opening up my perspective and making me have maybe a better sense that I do have some choices that I might not have thought of before. And that type of work, you know, certainly you can go down to the crossroads before dawn for 9 Sundays in a row. I personally like the number 9 for issues of self-mastery, and this is definitely an issue where self-mastery is highlighted. I would also suggest, you know, making friends with Master Root. You can carry, you know, a small piece with you. You can get Lucky Mojo Cells lovely, large, multi-fingered master roots, which make great pieces to really work with and put your goals and desires into and just, you know, work with them over time. But I think master root would be an excellent botanical spirit to work with you as you are trying to build your self-mastery and gain a sense of what destiny you're trying to chart for yourself. In asking questions of Obi, deal with issues of finances and career before doing road opening work for relationship. Get yourself solid and on a solid foundation, you know, sort of financial and career-wise. Well, as I believe it was Peter Jordan once said, romance without finance is a nuisance. Yes, get your ship in order first, then reach out further into the world and draw a partner to you. Does that make sense to you, Jim?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah. Jim, I think this is really good advice about the road opener and about the thing about moving. We've all seen that you will move, but it's not because you're going to be pushed. It is going to be some sort of an opportunity, and the best way to open that opportunity is to, you know, set yourself in a place where all your roads are open. And the work that Luciano suggested is very, very good. And that will open the way for what's going to happen. There is going to be, something is going to change. The message from the seance was correct. So there you go. Good luck to you. And
Thank you very much.
All right.
Good
luck to you, sweetheart.
Thank you. All right.
Let's take it away to Miss Tammy Lee, and she'll give us a message.
Yes. Well, yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And a reminder to everyone that the support for this program, rather, is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic contra practitioners, located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. And the next client is calling in from area code 603 from Manchester, New Hampshire. This is James. James, are you there, caller?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes,
welcome
here
to the show.
Hi, thanks.
Hi. I did read that you have had a reading privately before, either with Miss Kat or Conjurman Ali, so just letting them know. And he writes about a situation that he is self-employed, have had a total block on new business, even though customers are saying that they have large projects, also wanting to change the focus of my business. Turning it back over to you. And again, this is James.
Yes.
All right. Well, since you've had a reading with me and you've had a reading with Conjure Man Ali, let's get Lucianus to read for you first.
All right. James, so just so I understand with clarity, you know, the information that you're looking for, what type of business is it that you're currently running?
I do computer work. It's kind of a general sort of computer business, in the sense that, you know, if something's broken, I'll fix it. Most of it's related around, you know, business computing. Like they have a server.
And so
or
this
like
is
that.
More hardware than software in this case.
As far as like if a business might have like a server, so I might like install the server and install the software on it.
Gotcha.
I do programming, but it's most of what I do is related to, you know, the servers and so forth.
Okay. And I guess at this point, are you concerned about growing your business, or are you really more concerned about sort of how your business is focused? Does that make sense to you?
Well, yes. I mean, a lot of what I do is, you know, more like project-based. I don't so much have people that ask me to do little things. And I've had some like really large projects sitting on the burner for quite some time, and nothing's been happening lately. You know, it's like totally dried up. Even though people are, you know, kind of like, you know, saying that they have these things that they'd like me to do. And it's kind of frustrating, you know, because it's like everybody's like, yes, everything's going great. You know, we'll have an answer next week, and then next week comes, and it's like, no, well, sorry, things got delayed. you know, that's how it's been going.
Okay, well, let's start out just by drawing three cards on this. And I guess at this point, let's just draw three cards and see what we get. Okay. So coming up first, we have the Nine of Discs, which in the Thoth deck is labeled Gain. This is definitely a card which can be associated with growth. It also can indicate bringing one or more partners in order to grow your business. So are you essentially a one-man shop at this point, or do you collaborate with others as well?
I'm pretty much just a one-man shop.
Okay. All right. So following up with that, we have another nine. We have the Nine of Wands. And in the Thoth deck, this is labeled Strength. In the Rider-Waite deck, this is usually depicted as basically it's someone who has the high ground and is defending himself against a myriad of challengers from the lower ground. Okay. And following up, we also have the Two of Swords. Okay. So taken all together, I think you really need to look at your network. And this includes both how you are networking and getting clients, whether that's by word of mouth, whether that's by marketing. And you also perhaps would be advised to look for collaborators or, other folks who, let's see. Yes, in your field. Okay. But not necessarily, not necessarily taking on a partnership type role, but I do think you need to look at your marketing. You need to, if people are saying, yeah, things are great, and they're just not getting back to you, in that point, you need to make sure that you continue to do marketing and reaching out to new clients, even as you're perhaps waiting for old ones who are, as you said, sort of on the back burner, nothing is happening. With the Two of Cards coming up at the end of, the Two of Swords coming up at the end of this suggests to me that you're not looking at all the angles. In the Rider-Waite deck, this is depicted as a woman who is sitting on a chair with her back to the ocean, and she has two swords crossed over her heart, and she's blindfolded. This is a sense of someone who has the tools, might even know how to use them, but he or she is not seeing what's around them. And, certainly with the Nine of Wands coming up in the center, that's not a position that is good for you. I'd certainly be interested to hear what other people have to say, but those are my impressions just sort of off the bat.
Okay.
What about, what do you think, Ollie?
Well, it's funny because Lucianos, you said you had the Two of Swords. Is that correct?
That's correct. That was the last card.
Well, it seems like me and you must be vibing really well because you got the Queen of Cups at the last reading. Well, I ended up getting the Two of Swords in this reading. So me and you are on the right track here. The sense that my spirit of divination is telling me here, James, is that you have a lot of potential at this particular business. Okay, you have the tools, as Luciano said. You have the means and the capabilities. And you're actually quite good at what you do. The problem is that when the Two of Swords kind of comes up, to me, it often indicates kind of almost a self-crossing where you're kind of, because you're wavering, you're unsure where the business is going, your intent is kind of wavering a bit, the business itself is being held back, okay? And this is a very common concept in Conjure, and especially in African traditions and African Hawaiian traditions, the idea of almost self-crossing yourself or holding yourself back, And it's considered, you know, a deviation from our natural state of being loved, being prosperous, and being successful. And so it's dealt with spiritually. And that's what the spirit of divination is telling me, is that, yes, you're going to need a lot of practical tools to help you out, expanding your marketing, expanding your business. These are things that you should absolutely consider. And you're very fortunate to have Kat be, you know, give you the root work advice on this, because she is, you know, the queen of pentacles. I mean, the queen of pentacles in my mind, you know. So she can give you spiritual and practical advice on how to help your business forward. But what my spirit of divination is really telling me is that you're going to first have to deal with this spiritually while you're expanding and dealing with the marketing and working with these other people. So you're looking at things like uncrossing yourself, opening those roads, because you have the innate capacity to succeed. You have the ability to make this business work. You have the ability to overcome this kind of lull and bring in the money, but you're holding yourself back, and it's not done intentionally. It's not, you know, it's not done by an external enemy, okay, is one thing, but it's not also done by yourself. Like, you're not sitting there making big mistakes. It's a wavering of intention. It's the sense of uncertainty that's, you know, taking away from the driving force behind the business, okay? And that's what needs to be addressed. So what I'm going to do is, you know, just confirm what Luciano said and really turn this over to Kat so we can get the spiritual remedies, but as well some practical remedies to help this business along.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you some practical advice and some spiritual advice, both. I'm a businesswoman, I guess, as well as a spiritual practitioner. So you're running the show yourself, okay? First question. You have business cards?
I have some old business cards. I don't really...
Old business cards. What does that mean, old?
Well, I relocated.
Ah,
no, I don't.
You haven't made a business card with your address on it?
No.
Or you don't have a, was your new phone number on it?
My old cards do not have my new number. I relocated.
Okay, but just, whoa. Just back up. So you're telling the universe, I'm not really available, aren't you? What do you think a business card is? It's not
that,
just
that
like...
That self-crossing we're talking about right there, you know?
Right. You nailed it, Ollie. This is the thing, hon. And people go, oh, we're in a paperless society. It's all electronic. Bull.
Right.
You have to have business cards. They have to have, you know, because each business card is a little magical prayer card. It's a little card that you're going to dress with sachet powders. Now, the next thing you were going to say, oh, yes, Miss Cat, I have business cards, and they all are proper, and then I would tell you how to dress them. But you don't even have the business card. So let's just go back to Vistaprint. That's at Vistaprint.com, and you're going to get your business cards, and it ain't going to cost you a whole heck of a lot of money. And don't get the free ones that say business cards are always free at Vistaprint.com on the back. Get the ones you pay for and get them on glossy paper. And then when you get the box of business cards, or several boxes of them, you're going to dust them with some powders on the sides and edges, and you're going to dust them with attraction powder, money drawing powder, steady work, whatever it is you want, combination crown of success, any combination of sachet powders that is for money and for fame and for, like, look me over if you were wanting to have people come to you for love, if you were wanting to have people come to you for money, money draw, prosperity, better business. Prosperity, better business is a great powder. Make up a little mix and dust those cards and then flick them, and you know, and all the powder will fly off, and you will have powdered your cards. That is step A. Then start handing your cards out to people. Yeah, just do it all the time. If they're pretty cards and if they're slick and nice looking, then people will, you know, definitely, you know, tell their friends, oh, I have a card here somewhere from that guy who blah, 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 blah. Get yourself a business card holder. I think, you know, Vistaprint.com charges you a few extra bucks. You can have this business card holder. It's stainless steel. It's gorgeous. It's stamped with, you know, your part of the picture of your business card. Flick it open. You know, come on, dress that thing. Be there. Do it. Right? Okay, number one, business card. Now, do you have a website?
Yes.
All right. Now, go on your website. Do you know how to use Photoshop?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I want you to blow up some images on, you got some sort of images, right? Pictures of things, right?
It's mostly text. There's some.
Jeez, okay.
I mean, it's
get
like, it
pictures.
Looks nice, but.
Good. I'm glad it looks nice. Now get some pictures. And the reason you want to have these pictures is because people are animals, and animals. Okay, if you put a rat in a T maze, do you know what a T maze is? It's the simplest kind of maze. A maze, it's like, looks like the letter T, but the rat in one end, it has a choice. It can go either left or right, right? And you put food on one end, and you put a slide show on the other end. The rat will first go get the food, and then it'll go down and go to the slideshow. If the rat's not hungry, it'll choose the slideshow. It'll just go look at the slideshow. But as long as the slideshow is always the same, the rat will finally get bored and won't go down that part of the tea maze. You have to always change the slides. And that's called the rat's search for sociocultural novelty. And rats want to look at pictures of rats, by the way. That's what they really prefer. But they like to see things that look like nature to them. So you have to provide these chimpanzees, which are humans, which are looking at your website, you must provide them with pictures of other chimpanzees, okay? This is what they're looking for. They're going down that giant tea maze, but it's more than a tea maze. It's a multi-armed branched maze of the Internet. And they get to your place and they go, okay, text looks just the same as all those other pictures with pages with text. They want a picture, and they want changeable pictures, and they want lots of links. So get some pictures, and I don't care whether they're stock pictures or what they are. But now you're going to go into Photoshop. Blow those pictures up real, real, real big till you're working with a pencil tool at a one pixel width. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Yes, huh?
Oh, take an eyedropper tool, and I want you to pick a color that's almost the same as the color that you're in, and I want you to draw the success sigil. $$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$ 300 pixels wide. Okay, I want you to be working on something that's over 1,000 pixels wide at 300 dpi, right? And you're going to draw this thing in, and then you're going to cut that picture down to 300 or maybe 400 pixels and at 72 dpi and let it show on the web. You've just spent time making the success sigil. Dollar sign, cent sign, cent sign, dollar sign, dollar sign. Spells success, right? You've done it in a way that's virtually invisible to anybody because it you could see it at that giant size and you could see it in that slightly different color, but by the time you cut that picture down and cut down the resolution, it vagues out. You can't really see it. Put that on every page or at least on your top page, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can put messages in. You can sign your own name. You can kind of watermark it if you want. But you want to get people to come to you, right? Does that make sense? Now, you can't oil your keyboard or anything like that. That doesn't usually work. You can oil your hands before you type. People don't want to put powders all over their computer. That's real bad. You run servers, you know that. So, but you can smoke them. You can just light a little bit of incense and waft it around and just say, bring me money, bring me money. Every time you approach your computer, I've got this giant monitor in front of me. It's got four corners. It's a big Macintosh, the big, big-sized one, right? So I got four corners here. They're sort of slightly, nicely rounded. I can put oil on my fingers and just go on the four corners of my monitor, touch, 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 bring me money, pass my hand over it, bring me money today, and I make a kind of little hypnotic hand gesture like Doctor Strange or Mandrake the Magician. I do that every time I start to work, okay? So what I'm trying to tell you is to use the tools of magic to get what you need, but start with the business cards and then the website. We can go from there, all right?
Okay.
So that was a good beginning.
All right.
Good luck to you. Don't hold yourself back anymore. Just go for it, okay?
Okay.
Don't call back until you have your business cards.
All right,
sweetheart. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
All righty. Wow.
Oh, our wonderful Queen of Pentacles over there. You were just so lovely.
Thank you.
I knew you. It was the right call. I was like, oh, we've got Cat on the line. This is perfect.
Yeah. How many times? I didn't even get to the lodestones in the cash box. I didn't even get to the dressed money. He said no business cards. Only old ones. I'm sorry, and I don't mean to laugh at the caller, but for God's sake, don't even bother calling the radio show about your business unless you have business cards, okay? Just don't, because we're just going to stop
powerful,
right on.
Well, for a business, I mean, it goes back to the same idea of people who get paid, dress their money, put RTM on there, and send their money out there. It goes in hunts. Well, the same way, for a business to be successful, those business cards act as your hunting dogs almost.
That's right.
You fix them, you dust them, you send them out there, and they bring in those clients. So you have to have it for a business. Even if you're an online business, you know, if there's one thing you take away from this show, if you have an online business, you still need those cards.
Right, that's right, that's right. Because the magic we teach and the magic we do is personal physical contact magic.
Yes.
And I mean,
absolutely.
I could tell people to put the success sigil in Photoshop, and he even understood what I meant. Most people don't. And I know that went past a whole lot of people. They went, what the heck is she talking about? But he knew what I meant when I said the one pixel wide pencil tool. But I'll tell you, the business card is contact magic. It really is. And I'm going to tell him something else. You know, even if you are not working at a storefront, putting cinnamon and sugar underneath your doormat or whatever and just your own business is always good, and Irish moss as well, so your money doesn't run out. Okay, enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And other people have RTM, return to me, written on your paper
RTM.
Money. That is so good. And spend that money, paper money, on office supplies. Go buy your paper clips with cash. And RTM on the money, and return to me is what's usually used. RTM, big shout out to Ms. Robin. Ms. Robin said I can't be bothered writing return to me. I just write RTM. It's so good.
I have the same way. I write RTM on all my money and all. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. All righty, Ms. Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Kat. And from coast to coast and around the world, tune in and listen to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour broadcast live from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. If you're there, you could be on the air. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our next caller is calling from area code 954, Pompano Beach, Florida. This is April Starr. April, are you there, caller?
Mm-mm.
April?
Well, 954 has been made live.
I'm here. I don't know if anyone can hear me.
We can hear you now. Yes, we can.
Oh.
Thank you so much. And April is a new caller, and I'm going to go ahead and read the brief description of your situation for our host. And she writes, I'm struggling to balance every aspect of my life. My relationship is completely falling apart. I know it has to do with my mother working to control me and in my relationship with my child's father. She has a root worker who I thought was helping me to heal my relationship with him. But looking back, now it seems to be the opposite. Everything in my life is affected negatively by her. How can I overcome this? Reconciliation with my child's father seems dim, and I can't even start to get my mother moved out. I can't move on with my life without her hovering over me. I don't want to hurt her, just detach her from my life and bring him back in so that he knows he has the voice he needs in our family, not my mother. Turning it back over to you.
Wow. Well, that's a complex story, hon. May I ask a couple of questions? Hello, caller April?
Yes,
uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What is your sign of the zodiac?
Taurus.
Taurus, okay. And and what is your mom's sign of the zodiac?
She's January 20th.
Okay. And how about you're talking here about your child's father. Did you ever live with him? Or I mean, I'm not quite clear on what the relationship.
No, we didn't. Every plan to make that stop fell apart, and she fought it, and I've had to move in with my mother because I was very sick, and I moved out to make him feel that I was willing to break that connection to her to give him what he needed, and she moved in with me instead. So I'm stuck.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, What I have here, and I'm going to ask one other question about the child's father. What is his sign of the zodiac?
He is Sagittarius, and I know I've always compared our signs, and we make a good match, but we are just so totally different at the same time.
Yeah. Sagittariuses have a lot harder time settling down than Tauruses do, that's for sure.
Yes.
Okay. They just they're a mutable sign. They love adventure and they love new things. They're very good with understanding philosophy, and they're very good with exploring and understanding new countries and traveling, but they do not naturally just say, "Hey, I've always wanted to be a husband and father." Not too many of them.
He says it, but his actions are very different.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. All right, well, I've got some cards here that tell me that, and I'm just going to do a really quickie because we're running a little late here. I got three cards. First card is the Five of Pentacles. Not a good card. It shows a mother and a child in the snow and outside of a church. There's financial issues here, too. Five of Pentacles, the church has a stained glass window with money on it, but they are in a bit of poverty. So there's some financial angle to this that you haven't mentioned. Is that correct?
There's some major financial issues, and we're actually going to court for child support soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that looks like you're going to need the help. This is these people, if they turn away and don't go to the church for help, they're going to be out there in the snow starving. So you need to get the help on that one. You absolutely do. The next card I have, Ace of Swords. This is about a victory, often a legal victory. It can also mean a victory through cutting something away. And It may mean that you have to separate from your mother. You have to separate from him, too. You may not be able to get him back, hon. I'm just seeing there's some issues here. If you're already in the process of legally have to go after him for child support and he's not right up, you know, at the plate, I'm not sure you're going to get him back or want him back. As far as the mother, you are going to have to do something to cut her out. It doesn't have to be cruel, but this is not really good. And the third card, you're in a kind of a jam here, sweetheart. The third card tells me that you're in a situation where there's conflict from all sides. It's called the
fight.
There's a lot of different horses in this race, and everybody wants something. And you may need a helper to get you out of this, because the Five of Wands shows you beset on all sides.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see what Lukianos has to say.
Oh, my.
Okay. Well, caller, while you were talking with Miss Kat, I guess I wanted to ask just a couple more questions. So you mentioned that you had initially moved in with your mother because of an illness, and then you moved out, and then your mother moved in with you. What was the cause of that?
I was pregnant, and I was severely ill and had to be hospitalized for months, and it was still hard even after the birth.
Mhm. Mhm. And how old is your child now?
20 months.
20 months. Okay, so yeah, still very much needing care.
Mm-hmm. I have to depend on her help for that, and I kind of want to ease that dependency.
Is your mother the only family member who's around you right now? Do you have other family in the area as well?
I have many, but she's the main one I depend on.
Well, I'm asking questions of Obi as we're talking, and I would say that it might be a good idea for you to reach out to other people, especially within your own family. And even if you're not looking at, say, one person to take on, you know, whatever your mother is helping you with, you know, spread that load out. Don't make it so that your mother has that type of dependency hold on you. You know, it's very much understandable that you need help at this time. That's a real thing. But reach out to more people. Don't narrow your network, especially at this time. I think you are going to be in a better situation because you have so many demands on you, that likewise you have many demands on you, so that means you need to be reaching out to multiple helpers. I did a quick question of Obi. In this case, you're not necessarily going to get more by going to, say, your ancestors. In this case, I'm saying if you have, you know, especially family in the area, ask for help from living people, you know, the people who can actually, you know, help you right here, right now in the physical world. Okay, and also don't overlook services that you may be able to get through, you know, social services or other state or local government sources of support.
That five of pentacles says the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like apply to a church, apply to social services. Absolutely, they those agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't turn away from any potential source of support in the real world. I mean, really reach out to the living for support, because that is where, you know, you're going to have the greatest chance of success in getting the support that you need. Okay, as I was pulling cards, the three cards that came up were the Queen of Wands. For me, this is a woman who is going through trial by fire, and that may be what that feels like right now. That's a real thing. But the other side of that, the Queen of Wands is also a woman who perseveres and succeeds in her trial by fire. That's not to say that she doesn't come out of it unscathed, but she survives it and she's made stronger by it. So I would give you that piece. That is something that is a real component of what you're looking at right now. Interestingly enough, we have the Nine of Cups coming up in the second position. And whenever this card comes up, I tell my clients, make a wish. Make it true, make it from your heart, but make a wish.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is really, you know, identifying something that is your deepest hope, that and opening yourself to that hope, that can sometimes free up some energy, you know, and give you a positive way forward. So make a wish. And that's not a wish that you have to share with us or with anyone else, but keep that wish for yourself and for whatever else. Keep that in your heart. And coming up in the third position, appropriately enough, we have the Empress. And certainly this is a card that represents a lot of, you know, the issues of motherhood, the issues of how am I going to provide for myself and for my child. You know, these are all issues that the Empress represents. Okay. And
all right, well, we just have a minute here, okay, for Ollie to wrap it up. Uh-huh. So, Ollie, give her some root work advice and see what we can do.
Well, my dear, you know, it's a very difficult situation, and I'm so sorry to hear that you're going through it, but root work-wise, this is one of those cases, and there are very few that I say this to, but you're actually going to need help, okay? When I see that Five of Pentacles, not only does that say appealing to, you know, a church, but it does say get yourself a root worker involved, you know. If you're going through some financial difficulty, look at possibly the pro bono fund and getting some type of court case work, but you need an actual professional involved in here, okay? That would be my recommendation, to both counter the influence of this other root worker and also to help you along.
All right. And also, don't forget the Crystal Silence League. We'll pray for you at crystalsilenceleague.org.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Tammy Lee, let's take it away.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And thank you, Miss Kat, and Conjurman Ali. And thank you, Lukianos of Lukianos.com in Baltimore, Maryland, for being our special guest this week from AIR. We invite you to join us next week when our special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers will be Cindy Toto of TotoMojo.com in Seattle, Washington. Once again, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. And you can find Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman Ali at conjurmanali.com in Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, joining you from TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
All right.
Thank
before
you,
everyone
Kimmy.
Goes, I just have a quick announcement. One of our wonderful members here, Kat, has released its first CD. It's called Bird's Eye View of the Battlefield by Full Time Villain. So definitely check that out, and it's available to purchase on iTunes. So everyone head over to iTunes and let's support Kat, all right?
All right, this is Cast Excelsior, our pal.
Cast
Go
Excelsior,
Cast.
Yep. Go Cast, and light a candle for success.
Okay. All right, thank you, Luciana. And we'll stick around and chat for a little while. We'll have the chat room open for a few minutes after the show is over, as we always do. So good night, all.
Good night, everyone.
All right, thank you.